Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hi, this is Will Courtney. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin today. This hour I'm going to be playing whatever I want to play. It's my KUTX. I've got a new record out, Crazy Love. It's on Super Secret Records. Came out last month, and they've been playing it on the radio here, and I'm very grateful. Thank you, KUTX, for that support. This first song is by the band Status Quo. It's called Down Down. You may know them from their more psychedelic 60s era with the song Pictures of Matchstick Men. But this song is from 1974. It's off their album On the Level. And the whole record is great. It's kind of like early AC/DC, just a straight ahead rock and roll record. Kind of a band just plugged into some amps and playing very straight ahead rock and roll. They're a lot bigger in the UK. A lot of people in the US haven't heard their 70s albums, but they're worth checking out if you can find them. This one's called Down Down.
Thank you.
And that was Status Quo with the song Down Down off their 1974 album On the Level. Up next, I want to play a song. I'm pretty excited about playing this song by Frank Black and the Catholics. It's called End of Miles. And it's from an album called Black Letter Days. I remember buying it right when it came out. I was living in Los Angeles and I had this old Saab that had a cassette deck in it. So I had to make a copy from the CD to a tape. And having a tape means you're kind of forced to just listen to it play all the time, unless you want to rewind and try to seek and try to find songs. So I just listened to the whole album over and over and over again. And it never left my car for almost a year. And I think it's probably a pretty influential record for me. One of the guys that's playing guitar with me now, Mike Molnar, he recently joined the band and asked me if I'd ever heard this album before because he thought some of my songs reminded me of this album. And I was pretty shocked that he knew about it. And we both love this record. So anyway, this is called End of Miles by Frank Black and the Catholics.
I'm lost and I'm lonesome to the core.
And this is Will Courtney. You're listening to my KUTX. I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin, and I hope you're enjoying the music. That was Frank Black and the Catholics with the song End of Miles. And right now I want to play a song by J.J. Cale. I love J.J. Cale. I wish he was still alive. I think his 70s output was pretty much perfect. This one's called I Got the Same Old Blues, and I love the way it's recorded, where he's just basically plugged into the control board, and it's got that really dry electric guitar sound. So anyway, J.J. Cale. And that was the King of Groove, J.J. Cale, with the song I Got the Same Old Blues. And this next song I want to play is by a guy named Mark Benno. He's from Dallas. He recorded records with Leon Russell and played, you know, as a session player with a lot of on a lot of other records in the 70s. But this record is called Minnows. It's worth checking out. Features Clarence White on guitar, Jim Keltner on drums. It's a really good record. And this song's called Speak Your Mind. May just be blind This is Will Courtney, and this is my KUTX. I'm here in the studio getting to play whatever I want to play for the next hour. You just heard Mark Benno. The song was Speak Your Mind. Last month we lost a legend, Tony Joe White, and he put out a lot of great records. He was great, played some great swamp rock. And this one's off his third record, just simply called Tony Joe. And if you're looking to see a really great performance, you should check out the video of him playing at the Austin City Limits that was taped here at UT in the old building. It's a great concert. But anyway, we're going to play a song called Groupie Girl off of the album Tony Joe.
Once there was a young girl who was a good time fun girl, and she went through her younger life a singing. Then at the time of 16 she got into a new thing. She dug the groups and the songs that they were singing into her life.
like a joint. She was passed round by the groups that came into the town, and she no longer cared about her welfare. With her leather bags and moccasin shoes, she acts as if she's nothing to lose, and she no longer combs her pretty long hair. Oh, groupie girl, you know you do your thing so fine. Yes, you do. Groupie girl, you get old before your
And that was Groupie Girl by the late, great Tony Joe White. Last month, maybe 2 months ago, I think it was last month, Nick Lowe came through town with Lowe Straitjackets. One of the best shows I've seen in a long time, and I hope some of you people out there were able to go see one of those nights at Antone's. I want to play one of his songs from one of his later records. I like mature Nick Lowe. I like the old, distinguished Nick Lowe. I love all his old rock and roll records with Rockpile and Brinsley Swartz, but this is from a more recent album. And the song is called I Read a Lot, and I love the lyrics in this.
I read a lot nowadays, much more than before you left me high and dry in a loveless land with nothing but time on my hand. I read a lot, not just magazines, but other more serious things to get me through the day. Nighttime too, whilst wondering how in the world to go on without you. Describe it somehow. I read a lot, I can't put it down, while others are painting the town, you'll find me in a world of fantasy. Population one, ask me how I stop contemplating what I now have not. I'll reply, I read aloud.
And that was I Read a Lot by Nick Lowe. This song coming up is by one of my favorite piano players, Nicky Hopkins. He played for the Rolling Stones from late 60s until the early 80s, I believe. And he played on a lot of my favorite records, The Beatles, The Kinks, Gene Clark, Harry Nilsson. And this one is from his album, Tin Man Was a Dreamer. And I think it's probably an autobiographical song dealing with waiting around for the Rolling Stones to show up into the studio. So here is Nicky Hopkins with Waiting for the Band.
The night was black. It was the blackest that I've ever seen. I stopped a stranger and asked which way to go. He slapped me on the back, and then he laughed, and then he looked at me. Then he said, you can't get there from here. No, 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 no. Without a road, how can I make it back to you? Without a light above, how can I find the way? Turn on your love light, let it shine like a beacon, won't you see me through? Baby, how can I be happy without you? Faster, my heart is beating faster, and I'm all alone. Strangers are all around me. No one will tell me where to find a phone. It's like sitting in the studio waiting for the band to come. Sitting in the studio waiting for the band to come. And if the band don't come by early in the morning, I'll have to find myself some fun. Cause if the band don't show by early in the morning, then I'll be over darling waiting for the band to come. Slower, I'm getting slower, I've heard these songs so much before. Lower, I'm sinking lower, pretty soon you'll find me on the floor under the piano waiting for the band to come.
This is Will Courtney, and this is my KUTX. I'm the guest DJ for this hour. If you missed any of the show or want to see my playlist, which I'm sure you will, you can find this full episode at KUTX.org. Just look for my KUTX. Up next, I want to play a song by one of my all-time favorite songwriters. He doesn't get a lot of respect by the masses, but I think a lot of songwriters appreciate him. He only put out two solo records, and this one's off the second one called Coast to Coast Fever. This is a David Wiffen I'm speaking about. He wrote a lot of songs that other people covered, but he ended up giving up on his music career. I think it just was too difficult to tour and wasn't selling a lot of records, and he became a serious alcoholic, and he ended up being a limousine driver and then getting a back injury and really never played live much ever again. He still lives up in Canada, but he just doesn't perform anymore. And this song is the self-titled song from the album Coast to Coast Fever. It's all about being a traveling musician and not really getting the respect that you want. So anyway, this is David Wiffen, Coast to Coast Fever.
A At 17, he started to try. Some things been on his mind. Living the life of a man on the go and having a real good time. Then she came along and there's not much to show, but he used to think she was fine. Before she went, the money got spent on good times, whiskey and wine. Now it's a bar stool and blinkers. He couldn't sleep yet anyway. Well, he's low inside and a taste of fame has turned the tide. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever and highway on his mind. Seven years passed alone and last he decided to hit the road. With a mind full of fire and a heart full of ashes, he carried his heavy load. And he played his tunes to empty rooms right on down the line. But before he went, the money got spent on good times, whiskey and wine. Now it's a bar stool and blinkers. He couldn't sleep yet anyway. Well, he's low inside and a taste of fame has turned the tide. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever and highway on his mind. When a ship came in, he was tired and thin and he didn't know what lay in store. The people came around and the rooms were filled. They were busting through the door. And he drew the crowds and they cheered so loud and he started to feel so fine. But before they went, the money got spent on good times, whiskey and wine. Now it's a bar stool and blinkers. He couldn't sleep yet anyway. Well, he's low inside and a taste of fame has turned the tide. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever and highway on his mind. And now he sits alone like there's no one home, just staring out the door. The bottle keeps him company as he wonders what he stays there for. Cause when he drew the crowds and they cheered so loud, well, it made him feel so fine. But before they went, the money got spent on good times, whiskey and wine. Now it's a bar stool and blinkers. He couldn't sleep yet anyway. Well, he's low inside and a taste of fame has turned the tide. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever and highway on his mind. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever and highway on his mind.
That was David Wiffen, Coast-to-Coast Fever. I love that song. The next song I want to play is by a friend of mine named Jack Gibson. He goes under the name Tenlon Sfort. I recorded one of his records back in 2010, but he's kind of a mysterious dude. He's a good friend of mine, but a lot of people don't really know him. He puts out records in very small quantities. He'll make them himself, and then they're out of print, and you can't find them anywhere. Or he'll put some on Bandcamp, and then he'll delete them in a few weeks. He's a really talented songwriter, and he recently wrote a screenplay for the new Gus Van Sant movie, Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, which is really great if you want to go check that out. It's playing at theaters right now, I believe. He's living out in Palm Springs, living the happy life, writing and recording and working on movie scripts. But this is Tenlon Sfort, and the song is Pain Is Still Alive.
Hard times are here at last. Do
That was Pain Is Still Alive by Tenlon Svort. Up now, I want to play a song by the band Dr. Feelgood. It's a cover of a Mickey Jupp song from his band Legend that came out in 71. I think it's off a record that's pretty hard to find, or it's expensive if you can find it. But this band, Dr. Feelgood, they play just great straight-ahead boogie rock, pub rock, whatever you want to call it. This song's called Checkbook by Dr. Feelgood. That was Dr. Feelgood with Checkbook. This is Will Courtney, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has allowed me to take over the studio, and I'm getting to play whatever I want to play, and really appreciate that, KUTX. Thank you for that. I'm having fun playing lots of songs that mean something to me. This next one is just a great, fun song by one of my favorites, Jonathan Richman, who you may know started out with that band Modern Lovers and played more kind of rock stuff in the early days, and then now he barely plays anything louder than an acoustic guitar. Last time I saw him, he was sitting on the edge of a stage with no amplification at all, which is pretty punk rock in itself. But this one's from this country record that he did, or at least has some country covers on it. And the song is called "You're Crazy for Taking the Bus," Jonathan Richman.
Well, a welfare gal and a drunk galoot, and nobody wearing a three-piece suit. You meet folks this way, just don't see why flying. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. Well, welfare gal and her drunken cuss, and Pepsi cans rolling around the bus. Had newspapers and grit, and you've got slime. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. Where it's Salt Lake City, everybody off. Salt Lake City, everybody off with Elko, Wells, and Reno down the line. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. But Jonathan,
you're crazy for taking the bus.
Well, I'm crazy, so what's the fuss?
2 whole days on that stinking bus.
Yes, and I sleep fine. So, you take the plane, and I'll take the bus this time. Go, Donnie, tell him. They don't want my name, and I don't want their baggage claim. My guitar is seated right where I am. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. Well, you got the old fat guy in his old tank top, the Wendover Casino stop, and then, of course, Winnemucca and Wells and Anaheim. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. When it's Salt Lake City, everybody off. Salt Lake City, everybody off with Elko, Wells, and Reno down the line. So, you take the plane, I'll take the bus this time. But Jonathan,
you're crazy for taking the bus.
Well, I'm crazy, so what's the fuss?
2 whole days on that stinking bus.
Yeah, and I sleep fine. So you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time.
And that was Jonathan Richman, "You're Crazy for Taking the Bus." Right now I'm going to play a song by Kathleen Edwards off her album Asking for Flowers. Came out in 2008, I believe. This is just a great driving song, a late night driving song. It's called "Goodnight, California."
Thank you.
Good Night California by Kathleen Edwards. This is Will Courtney. I'm wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. I wanted to let you know that I've got a new record out called Crazy Love. You can get it online. You can get it at Waterloo, Antone's, all your favorite local record stores. I hope they're in stock. And my website, if you'd like to visit that and read more about what I'm doing and check out the music, it's willcourtneymusic.com. And you can find this full episode and my playlist at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. And I'm going to end this set with one of my favorite songs by one of my favorites, Leon Russell. This one's called Stranger in a Strange Land. And it's just a great song, and I think it applies to maybe the times we're living in for anyone feeling confused about what's happening in this world. And I guess I want to dedicate it to those refugees coming up from Honduras. Maybe it will make sense when you hear these lyrics, maybe not. I don't know what he means with everything in this song. It's kind of biblical. It's kind of science fiction, but I think it's for anybody that feels like a stranger in a strange land. Here it is, Leon Russell.
Whoa. How many hear you.